Okay. Welcome the August 28, 2025 Disability Rights Commission meeting. I'll now call this meeting to order at the time of 5:08 p.m. This meeting is open to the public and we will be recording. Please make sure your Zoom name matches your first and last name. We ask for all commissioners to have their, if you need to step away, you may rejoin.
Nakaya, I think we were having some connection issues. The sound was a little bit choppy. I might suggest turning your
Am I
video off. That
back
might improve the connection. Can you try speaking again?
Her video looks totally locked up.
All right, I switched to my cell phone.
That is much better.
How about that one? Okay, from the top, welcome to the August 28, 2025 Disability Rights Commission meeting. I'll now call this meeting to order at the time of 5:11 p.m. This meeting is open to the public and we will be recording. Please make sure your Zoom name matches your first and last name. We ask for all commissioners to have their cameras on if they are able to do so during the meeting. If you need to step away, please let us know so we can make sure we maintain quorum. If you get disconnected, please rejoin or call in to the Zoom meeting. Staff and presenters may turn their cameras on when they are speaking. Members of the public should keep their cameras off for the whole meeting. We will start by taking roll. Provide your name and your role. I'll go first. My name is Dr. Commissioner Wiley, and I am the chair. And I will now pass it to Commissioner Back.
Hi, I'm Commissioner Becca Back.
Commissioner Mackey.
Hi, I'm Commissioner Brett Mackey.
Commissioner Callan.
Kathleen Callan, Commissioner.
Commissioner Witzling.
Kristen Witzling, Commissioner.
Commissioner Olson. You're muted. We'll come back. I'll circle back to you. Commissioner Dwyer.
Yeah, Commissioner Dwyer's here.
Commissioner Frost.
Joe Frost, Commissioner.
And Commissioner Olson. Yes, we will accept that verb, that handwritten, a little bit closer, back up a little bit.
I think Commissioner Olson is having some trouble
Thank
with her
you.
audio, but she is present.
Thank you, Rebecca. We will keep going. All right. We will now move on to approval of our last minutes meeting. If we can get that up on the screen, and then I can get the accurate date pulled up as
Lily.
well.
Lily.
Anybody in the house? Okay.
The correct date is our Thursday, July 24th, 2025 Disability Rights Commission meeting. So we can review that. There we go.
This is Commissioner Callen. I move that we approve the minutes as submitted.
A second. Commissioner Whitling.
Oh, all in favor? None opposed?
Aye.
Didn't know that I was muted. I apologize there. All right, we will now move on. We welcome public comments and reserve a portion of the agenda for people who are registered to speak. Do we have any public speakers?
No public comment tonight.
Okay. Are there any disclosures or recusals from any of the members of the body regarding any content that we will be discussing tonight? I take the shaking of heads and the no's. Okay, I will continue on. We will move into new business line item 89689, our DRC meeting schedule. So I'll kind of talk here. Rebecca, you could tag in if I miss anything. We're kind of looking at two choices for our group. We're looking at expanding the time if we meet once a month to 2 hours or meeting twice a month for a half an hour. Is that correct, Rebecca?
I'm getting worried. Rebecca Hoyt, staff. The options are open. We wanted to acknowledge that the meetings feel a little tight, given our hour and a half time frame once a month. And it is fantastic that we have so much business to discuss and things to report on. But it does feel like things are getting squished and people don't have enough time to give their reports or to fully discuss things. So, you know, we can entertain and talk about a variety of different options, but we thought we'd start the conversation with proposing either extending the time of one meeting a month, and for accessibility, we can build in a break, or meeting twice a month, for example, the second and fourth Thursdays of the month. But we're open, you know, the commission can make other proposals as well, but that might just be a starting place for conversation.
And I'll be the timekeeper as well. The time now is 5:17. So
and I ideally we'll have, you know, less pressure in a timekeeper role if there's more time in the meeting. Chair Wiley, do you want to open it for a discussion?
Yes, I will entertain a discussion of our options, meaning twice a month or extending the time or any other, adding in breaks.
This is Commissioner Callen. To get the conversation started, you know, I would definitely appreciate having some extra time so we can make sure, especially the end agenda items, have time for questions. And we've added a couple more, I think, reports as well as we make more connections with other city commissions, councils, offices, etc. So I guess my thought would be to perhaps try out adding a half hour and still to keep it to one meeting a month, because to add it to 2 months is, kind of twice the commitment. So those are my thoughts.
Thank you. Joe Frost, Commissioner Frost.
I was also wondering if we could possibly put it to a poll, to just get some general commission thoughts, of the different options, and come back, next meeting, to kind of see what everybody feels. I mean, like, though personally I'm not opposed to it, I'd be curious, just to give everybody the chance via a poll, to kind of share their thoughts and questions.
Thank you, Commissioner Olson.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
I'm here. And I agree with Joe. I think I'd like to do a quick straw poll. Raise your finger or your hand if you know, one of those things. If you want to do a half hour once extra.
I'd be willing to try that and see,
How
and
many we get here, and then how many we get versus online?
This point, I'm going to do a quick point of order. So procedurally, I don't think we do polls, but you could motion one or the other and then find out where people stand.
I will entertain a motion to poll, to offer a verbal poll for commissioners who are present.
I guess I'm saying something different. You could make a motion to, let's say, extend the meeting half an hour. And then people who like that idea will vote for it. And people who like the other idea better would probably oppose it. And that would be a way to get to a poll within the procedures of the meeting.
I'll submit a motion to add a half hour to our meeting every month.
Is there a second?
I think
I'll
I
say
start
I'll say
I feel
again.
like there's someone else had a comment. I can't see who's on the box, but I feel like someone has their hand raised, so there might be a bit more discussion.
Commissioner Alder Pritchett. You're muted.
Yes, I agree with Kathleen, to look at extending the meeting by half an hour with this particular caveat. If and when the discussion needs to go on about a particular subject, that we extend it for in half an hour. Okay, because sometimes the 1 hour is sufficient. So to just have like an open 30 minutes without necessarily meeting it is didn't make sense. The other thing too is to I'm opposed to the twice a month, primarily because I have some other meetings that I have to attend that could and will interfere with meeting twice a month.
And Chair, you have a motion on the floor. Do you want to see if there's a second?
Yes, back to the motion on the floor to poll, to do the verbal polls. There's a second, Commissioner Olson.
Third.
All in favor? Any
Aye.
opposed? Aye.
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 So we can, I will entertain that. Yes. So all in favor of, you will raise your hand if you are in favor of adding an extra half an hour to our once a month meeting so that it will be 2 hours, and then you are opposed to the twice a month. So just keep our hands up. Let's see. I see two, four, six. Am I saying too many? Eight. We got nine on the call, right?
I think, wait, isn't the motion on the floor that we're just doing 30 more minutes? I think the motion on the floor is that we're doing 30 minutes, not that we're taking a poll.
That's correct.
Right.
And I think Jim
Okay.
had some discussion on the motion still.
Oh, so the motion is, are we going to confirm that we want to change?
Oh, and it looks like Joe put his hand down. So Chair Wiley, would you like some support with the motion?
Yes, I would.
So the motion is to add an additional 30 minutes to the meeting time for the fourth Thursday of the month meeting that's already scheduled. It is second, so if there's any other discussion on the motion, that can take place now, and then when the discussion is ended, we'll call it to a vote.
Is there any discussion? No, I believe yes, Commissioner Whistler.
I just want to like clarify that this would be like a permanent addition. So instead of 5 to 6:30, we'd always be on the calendar from 5 to 7. But just like we always do that if we are done early, we like peace out because we're done.
That is correct.
Okay. Thanks.
Commissioner Frost?
Quick question. Would that motion apply to tonight's meeting, or would it just be subsequent meetings after this?
That's our decision.
That I believe it would be subsequent meetings because we have not noticed it for this meeting.
Oh,
Yes.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I checked because I have a conflict at 6:30.
Chair Wiley, if there's no more discussion, you can call it to a vote.
I will call it to a vote. I would like to entertain this. Is someone in favor of moving our meetings to from well, a half an hour, a 1 hour and a half once a month to 2 hours a month for the fourth Thursday, where we will meet from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. By raising our hands, I see a show of hands of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. None opposed. All right, all in favor? Looks like that motion has passed. Is that correct?
That's correct, unanimous.
All right. Awesome sounds, good working together. And we'll move on to let me just, I'm working from my phone, so bear with me. I want to make sure, do we have any other new business? Our November and December meetings, they're usually canceled, rescheduled or canceled due to the conflicts in the holidays. So what is there some discussion that we need to have around that? Do we need to cancel them or continue as we've been? I will open up the floor for a discussion.
I'll just share some historical context. In the past, the commission has done a few different approaches. One is to have, instead of a November and December meeting, have just one meeting that they choose on a date, usually in early December, so that it frees up time for travel and folks who observe those holidays. There are times when they've moved the meeting to the third Thursday of November and third Thursday of December, in order to accommodate folks who observe those holidays. So those are kind of the prevailing options the commission has taken in the past. So there are choices for rescheduling or canceling meetings.
Are there any thoughts on this topic? Commissioner Frost.
Question, just a sort of point of order style question of how far in advance does the public need to be notified of any meeting changes? Sorry, I meant a procedure question. I'm sorry, I said the wrong thing.
I believe we need to notify at our October meeting what our November meeting date would be or what the change would be.
Oh, thank you.
1 month in advance. Okay. Commissioner Dwyer.
I think that sounds really good, the early December option, just because it gets so tight in end of November, and then end of December is just it's hard to get
two people in the same room. So I think that seemed like a really reasonable thing. Just two, my two cents. Thanks.
Just to clarify, so we would, in lieu of having a November meeting, we would cancel that and then just meet in the beginning of December instead. Is that correct?
And we'd also combine the, so it would be a combined, I think was the option. So it combined November and December in a meeting. So we combine those, just have one instead of two, and then move that to a new date in early December.
Okay, that's what I
I believe
thought.
that's what you were suggesting, right, Wendy?
Yeah, I thought
Okay.
that's what I understood.
Okay.
Yeah,
But we
that's what
can
I
also
thought.
move it up for other discussion because I see some other folks too.
Commissioner Pritchett?
Yes, that will not work for me. But if everyone else can meet, then that's A-okay. I'll just have to miss it. But I do have, as I said before, those my Thursdays can be really clogged up. And so to just move something now, would present, some conflicts for me in terms of attending the meeting
Thank you.
earlier in November.
In November, that combined one. Okay.
Right.
Any others for discussion, or are we open to entertain a vote about combining November, December, or meeting in November, December? Yes, Commissioner Witzling.
I guess my only thought is we just voted to extend our meeting for 30 minutes. And so we have a lot to get through. And so combining a meeting after we just voted to extend seems a little counterintuitive to me. So I wonder if moving to the third Thursday in November and December makes more sense. Like, I think if people can do it, if we can reach quorum, right? I understand some people's schedules are absolutely not going to allow for that shift, but given that we know we have a lot of work we want to get done, it seems to me to make a little more sense to move it up a week rather than combine.
Is there any more thoughts about this? The time is 5:31 p.m. and we have other business to tend to. Not to feel rushed, though. Commissioner Olson? We can't hear you. Okay, well.
Commissioner Olson, if you can hear me, you are welcome to use the call-in number in your email to call into the meeting by phone.
While we're waiting, is there any other voices who want to come into the space? Did you want to type your responses into the chat? Rebecca, is that an acceptable form of communication? If
There's
she's
no chat available.
okay, makes sense.
I'll email Commissioner Olson the call-in number.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello.
Commissioner Olson?
Thank you so much. I'm really sorry for my technical glitches this evening, but I was hoping that I could just make a motion.
Oh, yes.
I would like to make a motion in light of Commissioner Witzler's comments that we move our meetings to the third Thursday to sidestep the holiday conflicts.
All right, is there a second on the floor?
I'll second.
And is that, I want to just to clarify, is just the November move it up and not December, or just, or to move both up to the third from the fourth?
To both. And I think
Okay.
that's the point where we have now we have the discussion.
Okay. And I am
All
seconding
those.
both.
Okay. Yeah.
And so we can open up for discussion, or if people are ready to
And that
agree.
would be, I'm
Also,
sorry.
Commissioner Frost.
For full clarity, can we state both dates that it would fall on if we move it to the third?
Let's get some calendars pulled up.
Okay. Yeah, I've got it here. It
Okay.
would be Thursday, November 20th. And then it would be Thursday. Give me one second. One, two,
Me
three.
this
And then it'd be Thursday, December 18th. So for November, it would be the 20th, and December, it would be the 18th.
And those are the only two meetings we would move up, correct?
Yes, we
Yes.
have September and October's meeting that are on the same track, except
Okay.
where we extend it for 2 hours.
Yep.
Extend it to 2 hours, not extend it four.
Yep.
Is there any more discussion around this item? Are we ready to vote? I will entertain a motion on the floor to move up our November 20th and December 18th Thursday meetings to replace those dates, to make those the dates for us to meet for November and December. And we will be meeting for 2 hours. Is there a motion?
All
I have a
motion. Do you
motion
vote?
that's been seconded, so you can call it to a vote.
All right, you can call it to the vote. All in favor? None
Aye.
opposed.
Aye.
Thank you. We will move on.
Any opposed? Are there any opposed, though?
None. No. None opposed.
Awesome.
Oh, yes, what I said. All right, we're going to move on to discussion items. Item 87483, adopting the updated elected and appointed official code of ethical conduct, and there are attachments. There were some further discussions. I had some comments, and there were other commissioners as well. Who is going to take it from here, Rebecca? Is this, do we have a speaker?
This
A presenter?
Karen. Take it away,
Oh.
Karen.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me back. So for this session, again, feel free to discuss any aspects of the proposed code of conduct, additions and edits. Also, the original is happy to hear any feedback about that or receive any feedback about that. Isaac in our office is going to be going back through this recording and making notes in a document that he's collecting everybody's feedback from all the BCCs, boards, commissions, and committees that we visit. So he'll be reviewing this. So everything that you put out there today, he will get noted down. Now, Rebecca and I had talked about this. We noticed on the agenda it's a discussion, it's listed for discussion, which means that you won't be able to take a vote on it with it being listed as discussion. So just wanted to clarify that. Otherwise, I'll be here if I can answer any of your questions, I certainly will. Otherwise, we can follow, Rebecca and I can follow up. And again, the discussion is up to you, wherever you want to go with it, and we'll take notes. So thank you all for your time.
This is Commissioner Callan. I'll just say thank you for letting us have that additional time. I'm sorry that it got moved to just a discussion item because I feel like there was topics and further discussion, which I'd shared my comments. So I don't know if there's further. And I guess then my question would be whether or not we would be able to, because I think it looks, it sounded, if I remember from last time, that you were kind of hoping to get that approval from each of the BCCs. So I don't know if that's something we can do after the fact via a vote via email. But again, yeah, thank you for allowing us this extra time to think about it before making a recommendation.
Just a question for Karen. So if commissioners give positive feedback or recommendations in this conversation, those will be included in the report. Is that correct, Karen?
Yes, everything that you provide today will be added into the document that Isaac is in our office is collating. And that's going to be loaded up into Legistar hopefully soon. This is about the end of it of the process for us. So we wanted to get through this, and hopefully in the next few days he will be able to upload that to Legistar for the alders to review at their, at their opportunity. And so positive, negative, any kind of feedback will be of available for them to consider.
Included.
Yeah.
Still
So
matters.
yeah, it's all good. All everything you anything you all want to flag or discuss, we'll take it down. So thank you.
Commissioner Whistling, her hand is up. Yes.
Yeah, I just want to say I appreciate all the work on this. I hope that this is viewed as like a continuous process and not like something that's checked off as done as we some of the feedback I think that people gave was around like this was done like in response to some things that happened. And so like just continuing to be reflective on that process and then on this kind of document as we move forward and see how it's meeting or not meeting what we need it to. I just want to throw that out there, but I do appreciate all the work that was done on this as well. Thank y'all.
Commissioner Dwyer.
Yeah, I had thought that's always smart to keep it as a make sure it's meeting the needs. And I thought it was pretty straightforward. I didn't really see anything that I wouldn't have expected to be in that document. So that's just my comment.
Yes, I do have a concern about the ethics code being used against individuals who have identified as being disabled just based on the historical stigmatization of our population. So that's my only concern. Like how we uplift the ethics of commissioners, we must also uplift the vulnerability of being in this position because we've said, hey, we're disabled, which historically has never been accepted. So, just some guidance around, like pointers around for us to maintain our ethics and the penal code, as well as ensuring that constituents are doing the same. Does that make sense? So that we're not positioned to be bullied and harassed based on our identities. Commissioners, why I see your hand still up, or did you just?
Oh, you know what? I have a hard time seeing that thing. So, can you put my hand down, or is that not a possibility? That's why I physically raised my hand. Okay, lower. Okay, I think I got it.
All our
Thanks.
words. Is there any more questions or statements? Karen, anything else?
No, thank you very much. And I will be giving folks an update. I'll send an update to Rebecca after the item completes its way through the process so that you'll be informed about what version, what any, you know, what the final thing came, that came through look is like, and what happened, so that y'all can kind of be in the know. So I'll definitely be in touch with Rebecca, and I appreciate all of your time and consideration.
Thank you. Okay, we will now move on to line item 87667, ADA transition plan update. Rebecca.
So we have completed our public comment period. It closed on Saturday. My impression of the public comments was that they were overall pretty positive and gave some constructive suggestions as well. So I want to keep folks updated on like next steps. Consider me your schoolhouse rock as a plan becomes a final plan. I can tell everybody's age by who got that and who didn't. So the comments themselves, as written by members of the public, are part of now the record, as well as they spent a lot of time drafting responses to each comment, along with consulting with relevant agencies, to make sure every comment got a response. Those will also be included, as an appendix to the plan, where it was, relevant. Those comments inform changes to the plan document itself. So, the next steps are I'll be working with the mayor's office to take a look at those changes. And then our goal is to submit the plan to Common Council next month. Common Council is then going to refer it to three commissions, the Disability Rights Commission, the Public Works Commission, and the Transportation Commission. Those three commissions will have opportunities to take public comment, provide recommendations, determine if they support it with recommendations of their own, et cetera, don't support it, and then they'll send it back to Common Council. And then Common Council will review the plan and consider adoption, and the public will have more opportunities to comment in that council meeting. So we're beginning kind of the legislative process of finalizing the plan itself. Once it's adopted by Common Council, it will be officially our city plan. And so that's where we're at now. Do folks have any questions regarding that update? For the process, Joe.
More of a general request that when it goes to Common Council, if we could just be notified so that we can share it through our networks and attend as members of the public, you know, as we like.
Absolutely. So the projected date is that it'll get introduced at the September, I believe it's 16th meeting, but there probably won't be discussion on it then. It'll just be referred. But I will let you all know when it will be on the agenda for discussion and public comment after referral.
Thank you so much, and thank you for all your great work on it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Any other questions?
No questions, just a general comment. I just like the way it lays out a path forward to help make us a more inclusive city than we already are.
Thank you. I like it too.
progress.
Thank you.
All right. No other questions or comments. Thank you so much, Rebecca. We'll move on to our reports. We have our line item 6729, report from Common Council, Alder Commissioner Pritchett.
To report right now that everything is in in the budget lane. So we don't know, pretty much what's going to happen, but that's where we are now. That's where just about everything is centered or focused on.
Any questions?
Thank you, Alder Pritchett.
Thank you. We'll move on to line item 88395, Transportation Commission Liaison, Commissioner Olson.
I do not have a report.
Okie dokie. Line item 89242, Housing Committee Liaison, Commissioner Casey is not here. So we will move on. There's no report because he's not here to give it. Next, line item 88396, Beyond Compliance Subcommittee Liaison Report. Melissa is not here. Commissioner Maldo, there's no one in her stead to give the report.
I can give the report in her stead.
Rebecca.
The Beyond Compliance subcommittee is focusing in on projects, but there is some overlap, I think, in an idea that has been brought up here around like a kind of a glossary or a accessibility map or features that has been discussed at the Beyond Compliance subcommittee, kind of identifying accessible businesses or recreational facilities in Madison. So in our agenda planning meeting, we discussed having some folks from the Beyond Compliance subcommittee come here to the commission meeting to give an update on that topic, because there might be opportunities to share visions or inform the work that that subcommittee is doing. The subcommittee has also created a topic on their agenda for a Disability Rights Commission update. So Melissa has been doing a great job of sharing updates about the work that you are all doing in that space as well. So that was the report.
Can I ask a question?
Commissioner Olson,
yes.
Or one?
Rebecca, I'm wondering if this would be a good time to ask a question about your what you just reported on regarding your group that's working on the intention to have more listings about the accessibility of venues.
Can you repeat that?
I'm thinking about, I was just thinking about making a motion tonight to ask the Department of Tourism, Madison Department of Tourism, to create that information for us or show us what they've got. So is that, would that be a moot point then, because your group is now working on that?
We're past the point in the agenda where motions can be made. It could be brought up as a future topic, or you could listen to the presentation from Beyond Compliance and determine if that meets the need that you're looking to fill.
Right. I wasn't planning on making a motion now. I was planning on later, so I wanted to clarify before we went any further. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. It couldn't be made tonight, but I think it could potentially be made at a later meeting when that's a topic on the agenda. Does that answer your question?
Okay. I can clarify if needed.
I'll try to be more direct. You can't make that motion tonight because we're in the report section of the agenda. But we will have a topic on the on a future agenda. So hold that
A possible topic, right? So it's a future topic.
I'm
Yeah.
putting a pin, I'm putting a pin in it.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Make sure I can see everyone. Rebecca, anything else you wanted to share?
No, that was it for that one.
Okay, that was beyond compliance. All right, we'll wrap up that one and move on to line item 8839, 8 week without driving liaison report. Commissioner Dwyer.
We just had our meeting and we were talking about other partners to pull in. And so I know beyond compliance and DMI are going to get pulled in as partners in the week without driving. And also they are looking for a young person who with a disability who takes the bus from Sun Prairie to possibly speak at one of the events. So that new line from Sun Prairie is well used, and they were just hoping that someone might know of a young person who's using that bus line. So I said I would bring it up to the meeting in case anyone knows anyone. And that was about it. It's moving along really well. There's a lot of partners. They have, oh, the events, sorry, I almost forgot about this. They have two events coming up shortly. I've got to look, I got to find where that is. One's at the Sun Prairie Town Hall, and the other one is a book event that's going to be coming up. So they have the book events and then getting ready for the actual week without driving and trying to figure out how to best illustrate how people use public transportation and how they don't drive. The one thing I did find a little bit discouraging, and I don't know if it's happening in this meeting too, but there was a lot of notes going on during that meeting and I can't see them. And then if I put it on, I can't hear anybody talking because then they're red. So that was just a little frustrating. But overall, it seems like the week without driving is coming along really well.
Thank you, Commissioner Dwyer. Any comments or questions? Okay, if none, we'll move on to line item 15340, report from the Department of Civil Rights, Rebecca Hoyt.
So I wanted to let folks know that the Metro Ride and Learn events this week, I think were really successful. We had quite a few folks come out and learn how to ride the bus, get fast fare cards, and learn about accessibility features. And I had my little eyeballs on like how close the buses were getting to the station in the, when I was there. And I will say when I was at the Junction station, which has a little bit of a turn coming in, it was about 70% good. But today I was at the Baldwin station, which is a straight line, and it was like 100% like chef's kiss, like really close. I think the largest gap I saw was maybe like the width of my hand, about 5 inches. So I was really impressed with that. And so one of the things that piece of feedback I'm sharing with Metro is as they design the next BRT line to really think about putting stations that drivers can come into at a straight line as opposed to on a curve, because it really creates a challenge for drivers to pull up so close to the curb as a design element. And then also Metro related, I wanted to share that I think last month, Commissioner Mackey expressed some concerns about a bus stop that someone fell at, and Mike from Metro sent me a response that I want to share. And he said that the station now has caution, watch your step signs that have been installed and added, along with accessibility directional signage. Additionally, he discovered that the capital projects manager is currently researching the button notification to deploy the ramp at the stations and on the bus, which is another piece of feedback that was given last month. They haven't settled on a specific product yet, but they will provide a clear timeline for implementation on the current BRT station soon, and they'll reach out once they have some product selection options as well. And I'll share my screen real quick to show a picture of the bus stop that has the signage improvements, so that folks don't fall. And as a visual description, there's it's now has paint, bright green where the step is, step down is, and yellow on the upper step, as well as the caution signs. So that feedback was heard and implemented pretty quickly. So I want to give kudos where they're due. Other updates from Department of Civil Rights. Next month, yes, we are in August. Next month, September 24th, we are hosting a film screening of Deaf President Now, September 24th, 11 to 1:30. I'm really excited that the film discussion is going to be facilitated by Andy Altman, who is the president of the Madison Deaf Association, as well as our staff in Department of Civil Rights, Anna Price. The facilitation will take place in American Sign Language. The event is free. Folks can bring your lunch. We will have light refreshments available. So please join us. And then in October, we are hosting our annual Inspire program, where students with disabilities can job shadow at the City of Madison for the day and attend workshops hosted by staff with disabilities about reasonable accommodations and what it's like to have a disability at work, as well as be matched with someone who is working in the job that is their area of interest. So if you know students with disabilities who might be interested, please encourage them to apply. I think that's it for me. Any questions or comments? Wendy?
Is that only available to UW students, or is it available to Edgewood students or Madison College students as well?
It's available to any student with a disability, high school age and older. So
Okay.
even adult students, high school students, and we're pretty flexible about whether or not they reside in Madison or not, as long as they can come to the city offices for the event.
Okay, and can you send information out so we can share it easily? Is there like a link or something we could share?
Yeah, I do send out updates, but I'll continue to send them with the flyers and links.
Okay, perfect.
Any
I
other?
also want to say that, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to ask if there are other questions.
I had an opportunity to go on the ride along today at Baldwin, and it was quite an experience. It was lovely. I had the opportunity of riding the other buses, and so that was a good experience. So I was grateful for that. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Kathleen. I'll just take I know I always let yeah Kudos where kudos is due, I think, is that, or pray, Rebecca, that you just used. I appreciate all of those update when you share all that information about the film events and things like Inspire and all, you know, outside the these meetings. I appreciate doing that. So it's, yeah, we can share that, like Wendy was asking. So thanks for always keeping us in the loop.
Thank you.
All right, any more questions or statements? Now we'll move on to line item 24056, report from the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Humanitarian Award Commission. That's me. We did not meet because we didn't have quorum. Moving on to other topics, line item 80509, future topics, City of Madison. I believe there's some room for discussion. Tap into Commissioner Dwyer's long-term memory here.
Well, what was it? I'm sorry, my dog is rubbing up.
For future topics, department, there was I think you were talking about something earlier, or no, the Commissioner Olson. There you go. My bad. Anyone have any future topics, any presenters that they would like to come to speak with us, anything that's buzzing around the city from different constituents who you've had conversations with?
Oh.
Yes.
You know, we had touched on this before, and I know Joe and I had both talked about this, but the right turn on red, I get so many people know that's one of my pet peeves. So I've had a lot of people telling me of close calls, and especially right now, there's so much construction downtown. Is that anything that we can put on a future, you know, have someone speak about that? And people with disabilities, are often very vulnerable to, like, at right turn on red is terrible for me as a blind person with a guide dog. It's horrible. So, and anybody who is, you know, it's unsafe. So I don't know if that's something we can put on there to talk about and invite people to talk about their experiences with right turn on red.
Yes, I can add that.
Real quick, I'd like to just make a brief comment about that.
Sorry, Fred, we can't have discussion, but you can name another topic.
Okay, I thought. Never mind.
Any other topic? For me, the transitional The community of disabled humans who are experiencing transitional housing has really been buzzing in my ear like a lot. And so if there is another commission in the city, or if there is a specific group who can come and kind of help shed some light on some support for that community, that would be great. So, yeah.
Future topic. Are we talking about future topics?
Mm-hmm.
We're giving the future.
Can we bring the ADRC idea for controlling ADA apartments and making sure they go to people who actually need them that I talked about earlier? Could we go back to that?
I have that on the list
as a topic. Yes,
I think that would be a place to start. I got a lot of support for that at Disability Pride from ADRC and other agencies.
Thank you. And just so folks know, I kind of held off on scheduling things for November and December because our meetings were up in the air, but I know folks were really wanting some discussion around emergency planning. So that topic will be on our September meeting agenda. And I'll probably add one more topic there as well. And then I'll do some planning for November, December. to try to get to some of the topics that have been sitting for a little while. And now that we have a little more time, we can work through our future topic with.
Yeah, I guess I'm just curious. Can we ask, we can't ask any questions. I'm just curious about like how many topics do we can we sustain in one meeting, depending on the topic.
So I generally ask presenters about how long they need to present, and usually it's between 10 minutes, 15 or 20 minutes are usually the time slot. So I'm probably not going to add more to that because usually we just end up not having enough time for reports. So the topics we have in the queue are again, emergency planning is scheduled for next month. We have streets and snow removal, explore long-term care pilot project with Brett Mackey as our presenter, housing incentive follow-up, developing best practices guide for new projects and initiatives. For example, universal design, working to ensure the commission is being utilized as a resource when there are new projects or initiatives. The comprehensive accessibility guide, which we talked about earlier, inviting Beyond Compliance subcommittee to present on that. And then we just added Right Turn on Red and supports for transitional housing population.
Okay. Commissioner Pritch's hand is up. Yes.
Is it possible to consider for not just BRT stations, but for all stations? There are individuals who are visually impaired. And I know this was, I think it was in March, April, where there was a young man who uses the BRT at High Point at Middle Point Road. The display in the station was out. So no one knew the arrival and or departure time. I had notified transportation that it had been out. I was told that the people who, the vendor that repairs or exchanges those display signs, didn't have the necessary, equipment to do that. So now that station was without an arrival and departure time for over 5 months.
Wow.
My question is this. Now, this is the dead of winter. Now, with this person in a wheelchair or a person who is visually impaired, my concern or my question is whether or not we should consider having signage in BRT stations that are not only for people who are not visually impaired, but for those individuals who could perhaps benefit from Braille. I say that because I was a bus rider for over 40 years at the university. I never
Oh
drove
my
my car.
God.
But I do appreciate the station having signage letting me know. There were years when I didn't know when the bus was coming. I have sustained frostbite permanently as a result of standing and waiting and waiting and waiting for a bus. So for now, I'm asking that we consider having signage, written signage, where someone can use it, especially if the signage in the station is out.
So that
I
sounds like
think,
a future topic. Is there a department
future topic,
report
yes.
about signage specifically at the stations?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I just on that future topic, if we could add, I just missed a bus because I thought I was stopping at, I'm a blind person and I thought I was at a bus stop sign in the dark.
I cannot see. It's just a rectangle. And I was just one sign off of the, like 8 feet up ahead was the bus stop sign, but I must have been at a no parking sign. I would love to add to that topic, having lit up bus stop signs. This doesn't even have to be for the BRT ones. I'm taking ones off the BRT all the time. It's really hard to find the bus stop sign in the dark if you're blind. And all it would take is a little solar, a little solar panel above just a regular street sign, a regular bus sign, and light it
Now
up.
I'm
So
having
if we
a
could,
conversation about this.
what's that?
It's Commissioner Olson.
I think we're just getting background noise.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So if we
No,
could just,
I
but
don't think it can be added in
I
these
have your turn, right?
conversations. Not on the agenda.
I'm just getting the topic. I have
Just to add for future, if we could just
Some
add that.
topics
Yeah,
about
I'm getting the
signs.
topic. I have the topic with regards to the signage, written electronic and lighting at bus stops as a future topic.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we're yes, to focus on no conversation. Any other future topics? Commissioner Pritchard, your hand is up, or
Oh,
was
no,
it
sorry about that.
Rebecca, can you just give a review of the ones in the queue again so that I'm clear and everyone is clear? Sounds like we have a lot of robust topics that
We do. We probably have enough for the next till February. So we have next month emergency planning, and I'll add one more, streets and snow removal, explore long-term care, pilot project in Madison, housing incentive follow-up, consider developing best practices guide for new projects and initiatives, comprehensive accessibility guide, right turn on red, supports for transitional housing populations, and signage for bus stations and lighting at bus stops.
Pretty robust. Your time now is 6:15 p.m. Any questions or future topics? Anything else left for future topics? If not, I will mo take a motion to adjourn the meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn? At
Motion
six,
to adjourn.
Kathleen. Yep.
all right, I accept.
Aye.
Was second, all in favor, none opposed.
Aye. Aye.
All right, we have yes. That's I call this meeting to an end at 6:16 p.m. Thank you. Good night.
Bye.